The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that you find every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Jim has been given special orders by his friend Colonel Sing Lee of the Chinese Army. Together with Sing Lee and an intrepid band of guerrilla fighters, Jim's mission is to harass and hinder the Japs on the Malay Peninsula. A dispatch found on a dead Jap sniper and decoded by Sing Lee contained the grim news that Jim's old friend, the American ace pilot Shorty Weir, has been captured by the Japs in Malaya. His rescue is their immediate objective. At the moment, Jim and Kolu are enjoying themselves in one of the numerous jungle streams, while the others prepare to break camp.
Oh, brother. That feels more like it.
What for you quit water, Tuan Jim?
No, I'm going to give myself a large order of that sunshine, Kolu.
Yeah, sun he not been shine for long. This been monsoon season.
Don't remind me.
You go wrong way, Tuan. You live close over here by Pulasan tree.
Yeah, I know, Kolo. I'm going to climb up on this limestone bluff and let the sun really go to work on me.
Funny people. Orang Malaya spend whole life keeping out of sun. Yankee fella climb cliff to get into sun. Now you catch cold.
Now some of this lime dust got in my nose, that's all.
Lime dust, you get in everything.
Yeah, there must be a couple of inches of it on the ground here.
You make good statue standing on cliff like that, Tuan.
Why, sure. Hey, wait a minute, Kolo. Which way is our camp from here?
You make joke, maybe. Camping this way, like you know.
Then what made the underbrush move over to... Uh-oh.
Trouble, Tuan?
Plenty. Japs, five or six of them.
What for you just stand there, Tuan Jim?
They've seen me, Kolo. Go on, will you? Get yourself scarce.
Tuan Jim, you hit.
No, I'm okay.
Then why for you roll on ground?
Scream, will you? Never mind about me.
Japs, no take you while Kolo here.
It's too late, I tell you. They're almost here.
Jungle Jim, a prisoner of the Japs. We'll see whether he can think his way out of his predicament in just a moment. Right now, I want to talk to you about Sunday morning. Yes, you know, Sunday morning is a highlight in just about every home in the land. It's one time that most of us can make faces at the alarm clock, pay no attention to it. And then Sunday breakfast is a family event with special treats to eat and no gulping them down to rush off to the office or factory or school. And best of all, there's that invitation to a bit of healthy laziness, the Sunday paper. Its features and specialties have become American institutions. And one of the strongest of those American institutions is the Comic Weekly. Its brilliant full-color pages make Sunday morning adventure time. Page after page of your favorites appear in the Comic Weekly, over two dozen of them. No wonder the Comic Weekly is Sunday's brightest highlight to 15 million readers. 15 million folks is a lot of people to satisfy every week. But the Comic Weekly does just that. It comes to you with 15 of the country's great Sunday papers, and one of them brings it to this city. Read it this Sunday. Look for the figure of Puck and the words The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. Now, back to today's adventure with Jungle Jim.
Hey, Kolo.
Yeah?
Are you sure them devils took Jim this way?
Yes, Mac. Upstream, towards hills. You think maybe this is meaning something, Singly?
Was not the Japanese sniper with message concerning Shorty Weir heading towards hills?
Da. Twin Jim say them got landing field in hills.
No doubt, Kolo. More than one.
Well, why not? What of it?
Perhaps nothing, Mac. Perhaps much. But if Jim is to be taken to Japan itself...
Oh, sure, of course. They'd fly him there, wouldn't they?
Then us no got much time, Singly.
How well do you know this river, Kolo?
Not like own hand, maybe. But Kolo do know it's been run into Cerili Besa. Deep enough for native boats. Maybe 10 miles more.
Japs are having a boat?
No.
Oh, that don't mean a thing, monsieur. They'd help themselves to one at the next village.
Kolo make mistake. should have stayed to help Tuan Jim.
Do not revile yourself, Kolo. Yeah. You did the wire thing.
Oh, sure. It's bad enough this way. Now they got both Jim and Shorty. If you'd stayed, they might have had you, too.
Yeah, maybe Kolo get them.
The trail ends at that marshy break of bamboos up ahead.
Right there by river. Misha is climbing limestone bluff for good look.
Better take knife, Misha.
Yet, got the rifle. You wait there while I
stand go. Still, Misha. Move, Mac.
Oh, sure, but what's the... What?
Our Kolo, you will cut our heads off with that knife.
Maybe so. Not to move, Misha.
Oh, no. What the sir?
A cobra. Good work, Kolo.
Misha's nearly stepping on
him. Yeah, that'd be lucky thing. The snake been sweeping in sun.
Oh, ugly devil, isn't he?
I'm fully as mean as he looks.
Many snakes in Malaya, Mac.
Listen, just one of them things is too many for me.
You had best get used to the salt, Mac. There are snakes everywhere in Malaya.
Especially since Japs are coming here.
How about it, Misha? Can you see anything from up there besides snakes?
Da. This is best way. Come.
Tuan Jim been standing on limestone cliff. Same like Misha when Japs find him.
They don't have to see Misha to find him. They can hear him from here to Singapore.
What is this? The flea makes fun of the tiger, huh?
Show him your fangs, boy. Hey, there's a village down there. See the huts round the bend of the river?
Yes. We had best avoid it.
Suits me. I can't get used to the idea of a house walking around on stilts.
Singly, us need canoe. Kolo buy one in village. Meet you later.
What if there are Japanese in the village, as there probably are?
Kolo Malaya fella. Japs no find.
Still, it is...
Sing right.
Whatever it is, why don't he get in the groove?
It is a signal drum, Mac.
Jungle telegraph
coming from north.
Can you tell what it says, Kolo?
No, pretty sorry. It's been some kind native warning.
A warning?
Jab's getting up to all tricks, huh?
It is coming from the north.
But that's the way we gotta go.
Kolo, you are right. Go into the village and buy a canoe for us. And find out what the drums are saying.
We'll do, Sing. We'll take canoe to bend of river. Meet you there.
Be careful for Japs.
Not to worry. Japs no fine. Kolo make friends in village. With canoe, us been able to help Tuan Jim and Shorty wheel plenty quick. Unless drums mean much trouble from Japs.
Oh... What a climate. It's either so hot you cook, so humid you melt away, or so rainy you drown.
Sometime all three, like now.
The Malayan Chamber of Commerce would disapprove of such talk.
Jake with me. I disapprove of such weather.
Yeah, another 3 or 4 weeks and the monsoon season will be over. It only lasts from November to February here.
Only, he says. Man, look at that rain come down.
Maybe it's rain but keeps Colossi.
He will meet us, never fear.
You think he'd see us under these pomegranate trees?
He said by the bend of the river. I can see the bend from here, so he can see us.
Careful, Mac. Rifle will get wet.
Thanks.
There is one consolation. The rain will delay the Japanese who captured Jim for as long as it delays us.
You're the doctor, Singh. But if it was up to me, I'd say rain or no rain, we've got to get the canoe. And we ought to get going.
Young impatient. He talks like Jim, see.
Look at the river, Mac. We would only exhaust ourselves fighting with it.
Okay. It's the only way we can catch up with them monkeys just the same.
Yeah, maybe Yankee Impatience got the right idea.
Let us see what Kolo thinks. He is bringing the canoe down the river now.
Where? I don't see... Oh, yeah. Coming around the bend there.
Give him the signal, Misha. He is looking for us.
He heard it. Looking around, see?
Good. He has seen us.
He's maybe needing help, Sing.
Oh, not Kolo. Look at him handle that thing, will you? And it weighs something, too, I bet.
He is disturbed about something.
Well, aren't we all?
Can I help you, Kolo?
No. Stay there, mister. Keep dry.
You better tie her up good, Kolo, or this rain will wash it away.
It'll be safe here. But got things to tell you. Plenty bad things.
As the drums, what was they saying, Kolo?
River not been safe.
What's this?
Taboo. Natives forbidden by Japs to use river for a short time.
But how come, Kolo? They must have a reason.
Them got reason. Drums spread news.
What news?
Japs up north want river cleared for good of natives.
For the good of them? Well, I've heard everything.
Japs up north bringing sick white man down river. Take him to Pulau Domar.
A sick white man?
Pretty sick. Leprosy.
Leprosy.
Leprosy. Why, no wonder they cleared the river. If it spread among the natives, the Japs would have a real labor shortage.
So, it is illegal to use the river until this poor devil is conducted to the island.
That right, Singly.
When they are taking this leper to island.
No, Misha. That is why the river must be cleared.
Now, in this rain?
The Japanese dislike leprosy more than monsoon, Mac.
I wish they'd all get it. Is there much of that around here? Besides cobras and climate and...
No, there's not too much. There is a hospital for lepers south of here at Pangor. This one, no doubt, escaped from there.
What'll they do with him?
Isolate him with the others. But at least his affliction will have prevented the Japanese from torturing him.
Cannot torture a man when you're not going near.
Hey! I thought you said the river was supposed to be cleared.
It is Japanese orders.
Yeah, well, look at the size of that canoe coming around the bend right now.
Also, look who is paddling, Matt.
Japs. Jap soldiers.
It is the leper, no doubt. I'm glad we are no closer.
Two of them paddling. Two others with guns pointing at him. Look how much space they are giving him.
Can't say I blame them, after
all. Singly, look. Chuanjiba. That not be leper.
Holy smoke, I think you're right.
But she's looking so pale.
That been Twanjim. Kolo no.
Shh. They are almost before us. Get your guns ready.
Suppose they see us.
They are too busy watching their leper. All of you have younger eyes than mine. Misha will take the guard behind Jim. Max the one in front of him. Kolo the stern paddler. And myself the one in the bow.
Got only three guns, see?
Not to worry. Kolo got knife.
Here they come. What about Jim? Better tip him off.
Misha. They have seen us. Quickly.
Run, Jim! Behind you! Move, Kolo!
Oh, he'd have pounded Jim's head to jelly with that paddle.
Him not pound nothing no more now.
Where did Jim go?
In the water, swimming this way.
Good idea. After all, it's no wetter in the water than it is out of it in this rain.
Run, Jim. You okay?
Sure, Kolo. I'm okay, thanks to you, fellas. The Jap in the stern claimed he knew me. But the others fell for my leprosy act, hook, line, and sinker.
Jim, you're not being pale no more, brothers.
No, the one thing I was afraid of was the rain would wash it off and give me away.
Wash what off, Jim?
Well, seeing it's wonderful what you can do with the chalk dust from this limestone. I'll tell you all about it on the way.
On the way? Are we going somewhere?
Mac, if we want to help Shorty Weir, we've got to do it before sunrise.
You'll find still other adventures with Jungle Jim every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. The Comic Weekly is America's favorite funnies, and no wonder. It brings you such top-notch features as Prince Valiant, Flash Gordon, The Phantom, King of the Royal Mounted, The Lone Ranger. They're all there waiting to bring you thrills and excitement every single Sunday in the year. The Comic Weekly is distributed by 15 of the nation's leading Sunday papers. It brings entertainment to 15 million readers. So let that include you and get the Sunday paper that contains the Comic Weekly. We'll be back next week with another radio adventure starring Jungle Jim.